Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Oh, yeah. Thursday, we're getting there. I can smell the weekend. It smells like fresh, cool air, brother.
Ooh, woo! Nice.
It is 6:08. Good morning, the Bob Rose Show. Roland Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story. 23 days and counting. Government shutdown continues. No real end in sight. We'll see. Also, one of the top stories, raising Russian sanctions. Anything that can put pressure on Putin, maybe get him to the table. Right now, I think President Trump feels like, you know, it's a waste of time that Putin's not gonna, you know, even entertain a ceasefire.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that shakes out. All right. Hey, we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. A car show coming to town, International Car Show. This is going to be at Butler Plaza, and it's $20 to enter a vehicle. And it is, oh, and motorcycles too, by the way. So cars and motorcycles, Butler Plaza, free for spectators, $20 for those who want to enter a vehicle, all kinds of categories. And all the money raised goes to your local Rotary that does a lot of great community events. So if you want more information on it, and this is only from 9 until noon Saturday. So quick, nice, early hit.
Oh, yeah.
Leaves you the rest of the day. Go to shop@butler.com. Shop@butler.com. But
nice way to start your morning. Get you a warm cup of coffee. Go look at some cool cars and bikes. Hey, nothing wrong with
do
that.
Do some dreaming.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, 650 rabbis got together and signed a letter. That's how serious things are that this Zohran Mamdani is going to be the next mayor. I didn't get to read all the transcripts and info, but they had a debate last night, and both Sliwa and Cuomo went after him, and he was sweating.
Really?
Mamdani,
yeah.
Sweating. And they were hammering on him pretty good, but I don't know. These folks that are already thinking that they're going to support Mamdani, were they really tuning in? Did they see and hear it the same way? I don't know. It's bizarre. But 650 rabbis warned Wednesday that electing the Democratic Socialist frontrunner Zohran Mamdani would endanger, quote, the safety and dignity of Jews in every city, citing his refusal to condemn globalize the Intifada, denial of Israel's legitimacy, and genocide claims, according to a letter published by the Jewish Majority, titled A Rabbinic Call to Action, Defending the Jewish Future. The signers said they cannot remain silent in the face of rising anti-Zionism and its political normalization throughout our nation, adding that when public figures like Mamdani refuse to condemn violent slogans, deny Israel's legitimacy, and accuse the Jewish state of genocide, they are they delegitimize the Jewish community and encourage and exacerbate hostility toward Judaism and Jews. So that's, to me, that's pretty powerful. That should carry a lot of weight. Obviously, the Jewish voting bloc is a big one and an important one if you want to win in the city of New York. But this is, I mean, and Cuomo's your other choice. Sliwa is so far behind in the polls. You know,
what is wrong with you people is what I got to say. It's like, come on.
Well, look, they, you know, the way the primary was set up, and they, the folks that are backing this kind of a Mamdani, this far left radical, they have a playbook. And they know what gives them the greatest chances to, like, win primaries, and where if you win the primary and you're the Democrat and you're in an all-blue area, chances are, you know, you're going to win that election. I mean, the stuff's all laid out. It's not just by happenstance or flipping coins or being lucky.
Right.
I don't think he has his rabbit foot with him today. Maybe he does. But, yeah, this is a push. It's a push. And it'll be terrible for New York and maybe impact other areas as well. So,
well, it's going to be bad any way you look at it. If Sliwa does not have a chance, look at your options. I mean, talk about your lesser of two evils.
And Sliwa said, look, you're not going to buy me out of this election. Right. So me, I'd be like, let the bidding begin.
If I can't win anyway, yeah.
Do I hear 1.5 million? I got 1.5 million over here, 1.75 million over there.
Sold.
Yeah.
Wow.
But if Cuomo really reaches out to him legitimately and says, look, you're going to have a voice. You're going to have power. You're going to have input. I'm going to make sure of it. I'll whatever. Put it in writing. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, if you agree to drop out, there's going to be a place for you, and you'll only be able to build your name, your brand, and
right.
Who knows what you can do with that in the future.
That'd be the best scenario.
I think
sadly,
so.
But yes.
And it gives he's able to save face and leave and say, look, I stuck to my principles, and that is I want to be able to help and influence things like public safety in our city, which is one of the big issues. And that's the question mark. Everybody feels like Mamdani is not going to be pro-law enforcement.
No.
And that's a concern. So if Cuomo gets Sliwa on his side and really gets him to say, yeah, endorse him. He's our best choice between the two.
Right.
I'm going to be on board with him. I'm going to be part of the cabinet. I'm going to be part of public safety, you know. You're not going to make him police chief, but in some position related to that kind of work, that's what I see.
Well, because obviously in that position, he can do more there, at least being part of the program, versus he loses and he's out and he's where he is right now.
For a small fee, I will actually broker that deal.
Would you really?
I do it out of the goodness of my heart and a small fee. got to cover my expenses.
Well, the goodness of your heart would appreciate a small fee.
Got to cover my expenses.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, if I go to New York,
it's not cheap.
I'm going to eat a couple of pizza pies. Yeah, and have a beautiful place above Central Park.
What are you moving? What are you
a private yacht to take me on a tour of the harbor, et cetera.
Wow. Is that where these negotiations are happening?
If I'm in charge, absolutely.
Yes, okay.
Jen Psaki, little peppermint patty, stupid thing she's saying. It's still going on with the Usha. What's her problem? We've got that. We've got more important stuff that we're going to get into as well. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Thursday. It is 6:16 and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the wheel ready. Get the wheel ready, Greg.
All right, It's queued up.
It's queued up, as we would say in the biz. It is 6:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. How you doing? Happy Thursday.
Put on a jacket.
Who's going to be the next head coach of the Florida Gators?
Oh, man, look at those options.
Look where it stopped. Wow. Marcus Freeman, head coach of Notre Dame.
I didn't see that. I didn't even know he was on the wheel there.
Yeah. Oh, the wheel's been updated, Greg. The gerbil's been working all night. I know their scribbles even harder to read than yours, but there it is. Notre Dame. Marcus Freeman, let's see. 5-2 record.
Okay.
Ranked 12th, I think, in the AP. Solid program.
Okay.
Reach out to him.
Yeah.
Hey, Marcus, want to be a Gator? Slam. Oh, hell no! Yeah,
wow.
That's the latest. Florida Gators reportedly called Notre Dame head coach Marcus Freeman about their head coach opening, but Freeman immediately said no.
Oh, well, we're going to take his name off.
And, apparently, it was just not much of a conversation. And it looks like, according to rumor, that they've moved on to Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin as their preferred coach. Where is John Gruden in the mix? People are going to pass up a home run.
That's baseball, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a formula that can't lose. Gruden. He loves the state of Florida.
Yeah.
He's worked with many young football players helping to form their careers. He coached highly successful in the NFL. Super Bowl champion caliber coach. Yes. And you guys are looking in the wrong spots, you know? Lane Kiffin, yeah, it would be a step up. No offense to Ole Miss program, but Florida's an elite program. It would be a step up for him. But
we don't mind spending money. There's that.
Yeah, I guess there's that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, if you can pull it off where you can suck even worse than the previous coach, we'll pay you even more money when we try to show you the door.
Well, he's hoping somebody will, because he's now going out with the worst record, so, you know.
Well, Billy Napier, yeah. And nothing against him personally.
No,
I understand as a person and the way he worked with the players, very well liked by the players. I just think strategically and the play calling and some of the discipline with a lot of penalties and stuff, it all adds up. I mean, it's just like you in the SEC, it's so competitive, you can't give away free first downs. You can't get those 15-yard penalties. You can't spit in the face of an opposing player at a critical time. You've got to learn how to manage the clock. It is a tough job. That's one of the reasons why they're paid so well. It is extremely high pressure, but the demand to win is there, and when you know you have the talent, and Florida's always had great recruiting classes, you can't blame it on a lack of talent amongst the players. So anyway, they reached out to Marcus Freeman, rumor-wise, and he said, no, I don't even know if he said thank you. No, thank you.
Thanks, but no thanks.
He said
really?
No.
Wow.
He said, get the hell off my lawn now.
It could have happened that way. I didn't see the video. But
let me help out Scott Strickland again. John Gruden.
I think he's up listening at this hour.
Yes.
Okay, should be.
Yeah, he better be.
He better be.
I'll give him 3-4 hours of sleep, and you better get back on it.
Uh-huh.
Get on that search.
Come on.
Oh. Everybody ready to dance? Ballroom blitz, blitz, blitz. Ballroom blitz. Yes.
It's huge.
Oh, Laura Ingraham.
Yeah.
Totally copied off of me and used the term ballroom blitz last night.
I'm not surprised.
I'm like, Laura, I don't mind. Just give me some credit, babe.
A little shout out.
Every once in a while.
Just a little shout out for Bob.
Hook up the little guy. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Throw me a bone, babe. So the White House, yeah, he's tearing down the White House. It's not even really tearing down the East Wing. It's just a little, like, I don't know what you would call it. Just a little side thing that was built on there, and he's eliminating that as part of the ballroom. And why they're only doing this because it's Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the accolades Obama would have gotten for, oh, look what he's doing. He's improving the White House.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
More fake outrage from the left.
Yep.
Yeah. It is 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Good morning. Welcome. What a beautiful day. 6:38 right now. Happy Thursday. Cooler temperatures and maybe getting cooler over the next couple of days. You know what that means, right? I mean, it is. You're getting in the mood for the whole fall thing, fall festival, Halloween, all the good things that are attached to that kind of thing, like a pumpkin patch.
Mm-hmm.
And our friends at the Gainesville Church of God, Pastor Chris and the whole gang, they are doing it once again. It's been open for a while now, and this is part of a program. It's called Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child. It's actually a .com. It's a 501c3. Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child .com. But the pumpkin patch open. This is the 14th year. And they've had superheroes coming out there, and they've got Tomater and some of these other the kids love this stuff. Bounce houses and all that. So, and they make revenue by selling their pumpkins that come from the Navajo Nation, and also pumpkin bread and even pumpkin cake pops and Guatemalan coffee.
Mm.
So, good things going on there. And take the kids for sure. I mean, it's the photo thing. There's people that come from out of town And they'll do it every year, like grandparents, and they get together with the whole family, and they've got their photos. So every year you get, you know, photos related to that event. It's something everybody looks forward to.
They've added some more things for the photo ops this year, too. So it's fun. I was out there a couple days ago.
Speaking of, you know, church and faith, the Christian singer Chris Tomlin, he performed at Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk's memorial last month, is seeing signs of a spiritual revival and a real awakening in America. There's no playing games anymore, the Grammy Award-winning worship leader said. There's a hunger, and I haven't felt it in a while. He was talking to the Christian Post on the red carpet at the GMA Dove Awards in Nashville, adding that the phenomenon is unlike anything he's ever seen in his decades in the ministry. That's making a statement. People are coming hungry, wanting to connect with God. There's no playing games anymore. Feels like we're having a real moment, an awakening. How great is our God? That's one of his big songs.
Huge song, yeah.
Yeah. And so along with that, you've got Bible sales massively increasing following the assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. Bible sales soared 36% in September compared to the same month a year ago. That's according to the Wall Street Journal, citing data from the publishing sales tracker Circana BookScan. Prior to September, sales of Christian Holy Book averaged about 1.5 million units per month. And according to the report, after the public assassination of Kirk at Utah Valley University on September 10th, Bible sales shot up to 2.4 million. 1.5 million to 2.4 million.
That is a huge increase.
Yeah. So he's obviously, well, I mean, we know it, the kind of impact that he had. But this really, this is an incredible.
That is amazing.
Lasting, not just like a legacy, but it's still in growth mode. It's expanding. I mean, you think about it in the world today, if you're a young person and you're growing up, what a bunch of odd, weird, mixed messages you're getting about, you know, about gender. And look, I saw a statistic. What is it, like 90% of young men are exposed to some form of pornography, 90% before they're, I think, like 16 years old or something. I'll have to look up that number, but I know it was a huge number. And it's like, you know, you get confused. And the world and TikTok and all that sells you, you know, one kind of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, you see people like, you know, a Charlie Kirk or a Tim Tebow or somebody else who, you know, has a different path, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, even the young people, they're waking up to it. They're going, you know, wait, what is it all about? And generations, you know, have had those kinds of ups and downs. But this, I think there's something to it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you see it? Do you know if it's been reflected at all? Like,
I think so. I think at the local church level, I think you're seeing some growth. I think you're seeing, again, a lot of the college-age kids going, okay, wow. Even the ones who maybe didn't know about Charlie, and I think a lot of older folks who had no clue who Charlie Kirk was, suddenly have an interest in what was he all about. And I think that's good for everybody.
Yeah, kind of reigniting something. Yeah. Look, here's my two cents, and you know, and then I'll move on, but you may have had a bad experience related directly with maybe a church, somebody running that church, somebody involved, or maybe a family member who, you know, claimed to be, you know, this and that, and they hurt you. Don't let that stand in the way between you and a personal relationship with Jesus. Personal. Okay? And you can reach out to him personally through prayer and ask questions and lay there in bed and say, Dear Lord, I don't even know if you're real. And simply, and I'm telling you, pray on it and be open. And
there you go.
You might be surprised.
By the way, you mentioned Chris Tomlin. Can I brag just a little bit? Because we're coming into the Christmas.
Is this a name dropping?
It is.
Extension of the...
I'm dropping The Schmooze Tour?
Of the Schmooze Tour.
I'm dropping my own name, because if you go back, 2009, Chris did a really neat Christmas album called Glory in the Highest. It was his third Christmas album, I think. And if you look at the liner notes, somebody you know was in the choir on that album. Just saying.
You?
Wow.
A
bunch of my radio friends and some record label folks. We were all in the crowd for a live taping. And if you watch the video version of him talking about putting that together, and they're panning across the front row, the dude in the bright red long sleeve polo.
I did not see your lips moving at all. So I don't know if you were really singing. No, I saw that. That's very cool.
It's a great album, too, by Seriously, though.
Hey, Jeff Daniels, is he getting dumb and dumber?
Wow.
I'll let you decide next. It is 6:45. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. It is another day in paradise. I mean, I'm telling you, it's getting a little chilly. Might have to start the jacket parade here soon, but chilly in the morning and just absolutely gorgeous and perfect during the day. Enjoy it if you can. Good morning and welcome. 6:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top stories, day number 23, government shutdown. Also, raising Russian sanctions. The idea, you got to put pressure on Putin. He doesn't seem to be letting up on attacking Ukraine. The idea of a ceasefire is something he doesn't seem to be accepting of at all. And so Trump's trying to do a little arm twisting and see if that doesn't help. January 6th. We've talked about that for so long. It's been in the news.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost the end of democracy, if you believe the left.
Thanks, Nancy Pelosi.
But, you know, this was about trying to make Trump and Trump supporters look bad. That was the design behind it. I believe it was a concerted effort done with the help of the FBI. I think that there'll be more and more evidence presented on that. Again, mainstream media not touching it with a 10-foot pole, even though other sources have come out and said actually there were hundreds of agents that were there that day, which was denied under oath by previous testimony, I believe, from Director Ray at the time. I believe it was him. I'll have to double-check that. But the FBI has just posted new surveillance video on X showing previously unseen footage of the suspect who planted pipe bombs near the Democratic and Republican National Committee offices on January 5th, the evening before. Officials renewed a $500,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. Why did it take a new administration and a new FBI director for this video to be re-released, enhanced, in an expanded format? Why did it take that? Because the previous administration did not seem to be really working very hard to find the person who did it.
Bob, are you insinuating at some level that maybe they didn't want this person found?
Yes, I am.
But, I mean, you're right. I mean, that's huge, because you can't go, okay, well, he's Democrat because he wants to blow up the Republicans, or he's MAGA because he wants to blow up the Democrats. What was this guy all about?
It could have just been about wreaking additional havoc, making it an even bigger, bad, worse event.
Yeah.
You know, we'll have, you know, it'll be interesting if they can capture the guy and have a talk with him.
Be awesome.
But the FBI is still offering a $500,000 reward for information that helps identify the person who placed the pipe bombs at the offices of both the DNC and the RNC. It's an ongoing investigation. We're releasing an updated video. includes previously unreleased stuff, higher quality video, and longer clips of the subject's movements. The new footage traces the subject's movement on the night before the Capitol riot, showing the individual carrying a backpack and planting bombs outside both party headquarters between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. before disappearing from view in D.C. So, via the video, it appears the subject is about 5'7" and wearing gray hooded sweatshirt, black gloves, and distinctive Nike Air Max Speed Turf shoes with a yellow logo, while carrying the explosive devices in a backpack and covering their face with a mask. So, hopefully, they will capture this guy. And that may answer a lot of questions. I have a suspicion that maybe he's not around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to capture somebody who's...
Mm-hmm.
Disappeared. Remember what they said, Trump disappears people.
Yeah.
That means they do.
Yeah.
That's what that means. So think about that.
Just think about the Clintons' history. Just saying.
Vince Foster. Vince Foster. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't do the Dumb and Dumber thing. We'll do that coming up in a few minutes. All right? Hey, happy Thursday. Weekend's almost here. Gators are absolutely not going to lose on Saturday. You bet your life on that. But we've got plenty coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering. All backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.